Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's March 7th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're looking again at Luke chapter 6, verse 39. And verse 39 reads, "He also told them this parable. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into a pit?" Last week, we discussed this idea of the blind leading the blind. We discussed why blind people would look to lead others and why we, the blind, are so easily led by blind leaders. We ended last week pointing out that there is only one leader that sees clearly all paths, and that is, of course, Jesus Christ. And again, in Isaiah 42:16, we're told, "And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them." Jesus Christ is the only leader that we can follow, that anyone can follow, that can illuminate all paths for us. And through that illumination, we can see which paths lead to the pit, and which lead to eternal life. Now, this verse is certainly speaking of the spiritual, which spiritual paths lead to the pit, and which lead to life. But it has practical application as well. Our lives are full of paths that we have to take, and each path has the opportunity to lead to life or lead to the pit. It's only when we allow Jesus to lead us down all paths that we can consistently choose life. We have a career path, family path, faith path, you name it. There are hundreds, thousands of paths, and they all have the opportunity, again, to lead to life or the pit. We can choose to let Jesus lead us on our career path and find meaning, joy, bless others with our time and our money, bring joy to the workplace and be a blessing to our employer. Or we can be led blindly and be self-serving, money-hungry, complainers, and generally less than profitable to our employers. We can choose to let Jesus lead us in our marriage path and find happiness, true love, and companionship, build families that can be faithful and blessed for generations. Or we can blindly chase lust or status and end up with broken marriages, damaged children, and lost fortunes. Each choice is a path, and each path can lead to life or death. Letting Jesus lead doesn't require you to live a life of celibacy or enter the monastery. You know, give all your money and possessions to the poor. It doesn't mean any of that. It means looking to do good to your fellow man, being a blessing to those around you, using what God's given you to help, support, and lift up others. How can you take Jesus's commands and teachings and infuse your situation with their life-giving truths? How can you let Jesus's commands and teachings steer you from sinful and undesirous decisions that hurt you or others? Well, and it all starts with first having a relationship with Jesus, and not a friendly, nice-to-know-you relationship, but a servant-master relationship. Then build that relationship through prayer and study of God's Word. Then taking what you've learned, you know, from that study and then guidance from the Holy Spirit to make decisions in your daily life that bless others and bless God. In our psalm for today, come from Psalms 35:10. "My whole being will exclaim, who is like you, Lord? You rescue the poor from those too strong for them, the poor and needy from those who rob them." And our proverb today comes from Proverbs 7, again speaking on the idea of sexual immorality, and this is verse 21. "With persuasive words she led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. All at once, he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter." And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.